This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. The huge outcry for a new farm bill from hundreds of ag stakeholder groups last month seems to have prompted little movement from either side in Congress. That's not a surprise to United States Senator, Republican from Iowa, Chuck Grassley. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
Over 500 ag-related groups, led by the American Farm Bureau, wrote congressional leaders last month urgently calling for a new farm bill. Nothing happened. Longtime Senator Chuck Grassley says he isn't surprised.
There could be 500 groups lobbying or 500 lobbyists out there for agriculture. It's based upon what the political environment is.
Grassley expands on the current political environment.
The political environment is that Democrats aren't willing to give up any money on the 85% of the farm bill that is food stamps and increased reference prices. And until you get that worked out, we're not going to have a five-year farm bill.
Democrats argue that food program money was never used to fund farm bill price supports and shouldn't be funding them now. However, some farm groups say that the political standoff could cost customers more at the grocery store next year if farm production falls short. Grassley says the key is production.
I think that you'll have higher food prices if we don't have good production. But if we have good production, you're going to have low prices for farmers, which ought to mean low prices for the consumer.
For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson.